All right, here's your guest schedule for today. Brian Baldinger, Baldy, will join us at 7:20. He's an Odyssey NFL insider. Dave Richard at 8 for all of your fantasy football advice. And Merrill Hodge will join us at 9:20. So a lot of football talk to get to. All right, we're about to get into the Junk Sports page brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits to still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. But before that, I have a question for you, Jason. I consider you the gambling expert on the show. We put futures bets on the Washington Nationals on the over. I believe I locked in at 66.5. I think you're
That's
the
what
same
I was,
number.
Yeah.
I logged onto my BetMGM account yesterday. I don't see the bet anywhere. It's like it's vanished. I'm going to have to get on customer support.
Which site was it?
BetMGM.
It's you sure like, that you made the bet on BetMGM?
100%. I know I made the bet there, but I go and look at like live bets, open bets. It's nothing. It's just
you got to check.
Do they verify the state that you made the play in?
Oh, maybe that's
if you
the
made
problem.
This because if you made it in DC, you got to click to DC.
There's a tab that selects the state.
Okay, so if I place the wager
in Maryland,
there's
a tab that's on there that says that you click on, it'll click down, and it'll say Maryland place bets, and it'll be in there.
Okay, that's probably.
So it'll have open bets in whatever state you place
when
it
you
in.
When you drive back to Olney.
So I go home.
Go home and go search. Yeah, it'll pop up.
I was in a little bit of a panic.
It's
I thought
there.
I was going to have to be on the phone with MGM.
How much money will you win?
I mean, it's not. It's a $100 bet. But, I mean, do I want $100? Sure.
Yeah.
I want 100 more bucks in my account than it being 100 bucks less. It's just something.
Well,
something concerned
it's
me yesterday.
There. It's there.
Okay.
And we got another win last night.
Got another dub. That's always good. That's a good thing.
How far away are you now?
We're right on cusp. We're right there, EB.
Two more.
We got two.
We can smell it.
Yeah, beat the Braves.
In, smell it.
Beat the Braves 5-1 last night.
Smell that dub.
CJ Abrams hit his 20th home run.
20th homer?
Yeah.
Wow.
So his average isn't great. Jake Irvin pitched really well last night. I mean, he was throwing it. But 5-1 win over the Bravos. Of course, the Bravos, every game is huge because they're battling with the Mets for the third wild card. They're now a game back of the Mets because the Mets, who were getting no hit by Bowden Francis of the Blue Jays through 8 innings. In the 9th inning, Francisco Lindor on Francis' 111th pitch. Toronto Blue Jays fans on their feet, getting all sized, think they're going to see a no-hitter. He hit a dinger.
Did JP chime in and say, we're in the midst of a no-hitter, and then the no-hitter's broken up?
And it was broken up. Probably. He probably said that.
Yeah. I've seen Lindor is an MVP candidate. I just can't even believe anybody's in the same ballpark as Shohei Ohtani.
No, he's a candidate, but he ain't going to win.
Right.
Shohei hit another one last night and had another stolen base, so I believe he's at 47-48.
Yeah, he's going to be a 50-50 guy. He used to be a big deal to be a 30-30 guy. Yeah. He's going to be a 50-50.
Yeah. Pretty impressive. Pretty amazing.
And then next year, he's going to pitch again.
Yeah.
So, Cakes, we're 2 wins away from the Nats.
Look, this is me not sweating it.
No,
I know we have. We got it in the bag.
James Wood, 2-for-4. Dylan Cruz, 2-for-4.
So, all my other win totals, obviously the Nats are a big one. That's my biggest one. I had the Orioles over 90.5. So I need 8 wins. They lose to the Red Sox in 10 last night. Jackson Holliday had an error in the 10th. That probably didn't cost them the game. I mean, it could have, but I think there was one out when he made the error. Tyler O'Neill hit a 3-run jack to end it, walk off. So the Orioles are a game and a half back of the Yankees. The Yankees beat the Royals last night 4-3. Juan Soto fouled a ball off his foot. And literally couldn't walk. He's hobbling down the first baseline, went to his knees.
Yeah.
Yankees fans are, panicked.
Well, on a similar note, I was definitely a little bit scared for Jaden Daniels during the opener when I guess somebody from the Bucks stepped on his foot.
Yeah.
And he was hopping around. I was like, oh, this could be tragic. But luckily he was fine.
Yeah.
It's all good.
When I first saw that, I thought he got hit in the knee, but he got stepped on.
Right. Correct.
But anyway, so Soto fouled a ball off his foot. He was hobbling, went to his knees. Trainer came out, but stayed in the game. Next pitch was a foul ball, and then he hit a bomb, 2-run bomb. They win 4-3. So Yankees up a game and a half on the Orioles in the East. Mets now up on the Braves for the third wild card. by a game. And as you mentioned, the Dodgers, they won, I think it was 10-8, and Shohei hit a bomb and stole a base. So he's having an unbelievable statistical year. Talked about it. Bills, Dolphins tonight. Oh, I wanted to mention, because Drabby's looking forward to this, even though I'm not sure he's going to watch it because the game's at 10. But Kumar Rocker makes his debut for the Texas Rangers tonight in Seattle. And Rocker has had unbelievable stats.
Is he related to John Rocker?
No. Everyone makes that joke.
It's not a joke.
He was actually asking the question. No, he's not.
How's that a joke?
Kumar Rocker is African-American.
Everyone forgot about Kumar Rocker. He was like the biggest storyline 4 years ago when he was at Vanderbilt. And he was mowing guys down at an unbelievable pace. Went to the MLB draft. Everyone knew he wasn't going to sign. And the Mets drafted him anyways. Never signed with them. Then came back the following year. Didn't play at all. Sat out the whole year. And then the Rangers took him fourth overall.
Yeah,
tore his arm up, and he's been in the minor leagues since July. I mean, his strikeout rate, I mean, he's just been dominating. He looks like Roger Clemens pitching in the minor leagues.
He's a big dude.
I mean, O'Leary doesn't get sized.
O'Leary does not get sized, hates him.
Yep.
Says he'll be a reliever.
Let me guess. He has an inverted W.
Yeah.
Well, it's all that. he's now refined it to
flat. He comes in flat.
And yeah. I mean, you understand the logic behind it, right?
Kind of. I mean, I don't really pay that close attention to
it. Well, when you're flat like this, at foot plant or whatever, and then it's just all arm.
Right.
It's too late. You're not getting your full body into it.
Got it.
It's a lot like Strasburg.
Okay.
And they're just horses.
Well, you don't want to be comp to Strasburg.
100 miles an hour.
I mean, comp to his talent, but not to his health status.
It's just how they're all pitching now.
Yeah.
It's just how they're all trained.
So that's tonight, but again, they're playing in Seattle late game. In two minor league seasons, in 64 and two-thirds innings, Rocker struck out 97 guys. And like I said, he's 6'5". He's got to be 250 pounds.
They're calling him up as a starter? That's what he still is?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yep. So we'll keep an eye on that. As Cakes mentioned, Thursday Night Football, Bills, Dolphins. Let's look at the updated number here.
We actually have a good premium Thursday night game early in the season. Would be nice. Had a good one last week. But yeah, usually your Thursday night games, a lot of duds sprinkled in there. But this one should be entertaining.
Yeah, let's see. Dolphins lay 2.5. Total is 46.5, I see. And Mostert's going to be out.
He's already ruled out with a chest injury.
He's got a chest injury, running back for the Dolphins. Achan is a question mark.
He's a game-time decision is what he's being labeled.
Looks like he'll go.
There was video of him yesterday during practice where he seemed to be moving around okay. He wasn't wearing like a jersey where he wasn't taking contact. So we'll see
if he
goes.
I know he's a speed demon. Can he be a durable back? Can they feed him more than 15 carries?
The big question on him is, can he hold up to the punishment?
Yeah,
because he's a smaller guy.
But you're not going to find many more explosive guys than him in the league. Because when that dude finds an opening, he can rip it 80 yards.
He can run.
And he can catch balls out of the backfield, too. He's a real weapon.
Yeah, correct. Reggie Bush had an interesting night. Former USC RB, Heisman Trophy winner. 2005.
As interesting as Shannon Sharp's night?
Or a little different? Probably, nope. I didn't see that.
We're going to hit that in the next segment.
Update me on that.
All right.
But he and his family live in Encino outside of L.A.
He's an Encino man. Nice. Good movie.
Somebody in the house heard a window being broken into overnight.
That's not great.
I think it was at 2 a.m.
Okay.
Called the cops. I assume he's got cameras, you know, rings, whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was three male people running away, masked, running away from the house.
Oh, that is terrifying.
So nothing was stolen. Nobody was injured. Yeah. But his house was broken into late last night.
Of course it's terrifying. That's how Sean Taylor died.
That's awful.
Correct.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to update me on the Shannon
Sharp.
Did you
ever watch that on Netflix doc of those little spoiled rich kids that were driving around Hollywood and like breaking in like Paris Hilton's house and all those?
Haven't seen it.
I forget what it's called.
Ring Bling?
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah.
They're pretty ballsy. They would see when the celebs were out of town.
Yeah.
And they were just going in there and ransacking their friggin' houses.
How are they getting in? Like, just climbing up? I mean, I'm guessing those houses are, like, in gated communities and guarded.
I can't even remember how they pulled it off, but...
Weren't they... They knew, like, the schedule and when they'd be out of town?
Yeah. Well, that's it. But I didn't know how they actually got in the house.
How to like gain entry. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if they were, like, breaking the window. I can't remember that detail of it, Cakes.
Yeah.
It's an excellent question. But yeah, Valdez is right. They were see that they was like the MTV Awards or whatever, and they'd all be there, and they you know.
Wow. And last but not least, you know, college conference realignment, just nuts. And the Pac-12 lost all a bunch of their schools, and they were down to two schools, Oregon State and Washington State. Well, now it looks like four teams from the Mountain West are going to enter the Pac-12.
So, oh, wow. The Pac-2.
The Pac-2, right?
Revitalizing it.
So it'll be the Pac-6 until they get...
Who's shifting over?
Colorado State, San Diego State, Fresno State, and Boise.
Okay.
Missed branding opportunity. Should be called Six Pack.
Six Pack. That's a great... That is... All of the beer companies would want it to sponsor.
Six PAC. Six Pack.
It's perfect.
Man, what a fall for the Pac-12, right? I mean, those schools are fine, but...
But they need two more schools to be...
I will always love WSU and Oregon State for what they've been through. I will never wear yellow, or I'll never wear purple again.
Right.
I'll never wear green. Screw those Oregon, Washington schools.
You're never going to flag wave.
I hope Oregon loses every football game from the now till the end of eternity.
Look at this heel turn.
Wow. You're that bitter about it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys would be too if they killed... your conference?
You're not happy.
Well, it kind of did. They took us out of it.
Yeah,
you're not happy they're part of the Big Ten?
No.
You don't feel the tradition of a Washington-Minnesota matchup?
I don't think anybody
matchup?
Really likes it, except for the presidents of those schools.
Right. Isn't it interesting that those schools, the teams that jetted, you know, the Pac-12 for the Big Ten, are playing those two schools this week?
Right.
Oregon's playing Oregon State. Okay. Washington State's playing Washington.
Well, I know who Drabby's rooting for.
Cakes, I know we opened up the phone lines, and we haven't heard from Peter in a while. He's been on hold. I think in fairness, we should go to him.
All right.
We can do
that. I think in fairness. It is Open Line Thursday. Chance to steer the show. Peter, what's up, buddy?
Peter from the Burke.
He's very bitter. The Bravos lost to the Nats last night.
Oh, distraught. Strider hurt. Acuna hurt. It's a lost season. But, Jason was asking yesterday. I know Peggy sent him, God rest her soul, was a huge Bruce Springsteen fan, and I was at the was at the show at Nats Park on Saturday night. So if any of the junkies have not seen Bruce in concert, you really got to put that on your bucket list.
I mean, I think that's basically all show. Of us.
No, I've seen Bruce.
Oh, you've seen Bruce. Okay, I have not.
Yeah.
I saw Bruce at the halftime show of the Super Bowl. Not sure what number it was when Arizona played Pittsburgh in Tampa. That was the only time I saw him.
Huh.
So he played for 20 minutes.
Yeah, that was a famous glory days. I think he ran over his time because, you know, he can't possibly stick to normal time. But, I considered pulling a cake at the Taylor Swift concert and just going listening outside. But I overcame my squeaker tendencies. But
baby,
I tweeted about it.
Apparently, dun,
different Bruce.
Dun,
there's
dun,
Bruce.
Different
we have
Bruce.
Audio.
Yeah, funny, but a different Bruce. My buddy said he saw that a bunch of people were at that concert. Did he just have one show there?
I would assume one show.
It was just the one show?
Yeah.
And he said everybody appeared to have, like, great seats. Like, on his Facebook feed, everybody was posting their little videos from the concert, and everybody looked like they were butt close.
Damn, everybody spent big dollars for the good seats.
Where were you seated, Peter?
Yeah, I was down on the field, but, like, sort of far back on the side. But, yeah, there's not a bad seat now. And there's a video online, if you saw it, went viral of, like, a security guard out doing the twist and shout encore. He was dancing around, so.
Nice. All right.
So,
all right, you're flaming out. Yeah, all right, thank you, Peter.
Petering out, so to speak.
Yeah, you're petering out, Peter. Thank you, buddy.
I'm no John DePapa. All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, it's no John DePapa, for sure.
Right, he seems retired, by the way, from the Dave Richard bit.
He seems at least semi-retired.
Yeah.
Maybe
if a particularly good zing pops up.
He could come back at some point. You never know. Yeah. All right, coming up at 7, we will hit the Skins. We'll talk to Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, at 7:20, but we referenced it earlier in the sports page. When we come back, we'll talk about Shannon Sharpe's interesting day. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.